Now, verse 6, if thy brother, the son of thy mother, or thy son, or thy daughter, or the wife of thy bosom, or thy friend, which is thine own soul, entice thee secretly, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which thou hast not known, thou nor thy fathers, namely of the gods of the people, which are round about you, nigh unto thee, are far off from thee, from the one end of the earth, even unto the other end of the earth. Thou shalt not consent unto him, nor hearken unto him, neither shalt thine eye pity him, neither shalt thou spare, neither shalt thou conceal him, but thou shalt surely kill him. Thine hand shall be first upon him to put him to death, and afterwards the hand of all the people. Now, this you may say, well, this is so extreme. It's radical. I agree that it is. For this soft and affluent society we live in, this today sounds like a foreign language. It sounds something that is extremely, well, it just doesn't belong to the present day at all. And again, we are seeing this. Now, it was a serious matter for a man to stone his own brother to death, to be the first one to throw a stone at him when he'd gone off into this type of thing. And that seemed to be a very severe sort of thing. But it ultimately saved many lives. And again, read the story of Ahab and Jezebel. Read the time when the northern kingdom was carried away into captivity. Now, they were carried away because of idolatry. The northern kingdom went into idolatry. Now, the southern kingdom didn't observe the Sabbath day, the sabbatic years, every seventh year. But the northern kingdom went into captivity because of that. And literally, thousands of them were slain. Now, it would have been better had a few been slain than for a great multitude to be slain. Now, we are experiencing right now in this nation of ours, we've had so many soft-headed and soft-hearted judges, and they have no Christian background whatsoever. And as a result, they do not think of our laws as they were made in the context of that which is Christian. And that which is Christian is obedience to law, friends, and that a penalty must be exacted. And as a result, criminals have been turned loose. Now, I live in a very fair city. But in our city, well, it was some time ago, that in just one night, why, seven women were attacked. A couple of them were killed. One was raped. The others were hospitalized because of the fact that they were severely injured. Now, wouldn't it have been better if one criminal had been given the very utmost in penalty and sent to prison for life with no chance of him ever being pardoned, and that would have deterred crime? Now, don't tell me it doesn't, because it does. And as a result, why, we would have saved lives and protected a great host of people. You see, we've been so short-sighted. And this seems to be extreme to us today. I've read this because I think that there's a great principle put down here that we could learn for our day. Now, verse 10, I'm going to read this because it's extreme. Thou shalt stone him with stones, that he die, because he hath sought to thrust thee away from the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. Now, this is the death penalty. And we see today that we say it's uncivilized. Well, I guess that this crowd would call God uncivilized. But I wonder where they got the little civilization and the little culture that they have. It all came by way of the Word of God, friends. What this nation owes to the Word of God. And now it's getting away from it. And so we think we're becoming civilized. But it's more dangerous today on the streets of our cities than it is in a jungle trail today in Africa. And why? Well, because we have gotten away from the death penalty, and that's uncivilized. But actually today, it's safer in the jungles of another country. I was in the jungles in the mountain region of Venezuela. And friends, may I say to you, I felt safer down there at night, walking down actually a jungle road. And they said there were a few boa constrictors around, but I felt safer there than I feel on the streets at night of our great cities. And then far as locking doors were concerned at night, they just didn't seem to be doing that type of thing. And I felt like, my, maybe instead of us sending missionaries down there, maybe they ought to send some missionaries to us today. This is a great section, seems very uninteresting, but very important. There's a great principle here.